Tom. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by a gentleman who's got a very interesting new automotive product to tell you about. A little later on in the hour, or maybe sooner, we'll be joined by Ken Zvokal, the gentleman with not one, not two, but three different websites, all devoted to different things. He's got AutoGeek.com, he's got CycleGeek.net, and TruckGeek.com, kind of covering the waterfront, so to speak, when it comes to covering clubs and happenings around the nation. And we always like to talk to Ken Zvokal about new products as well. Along the way, we're going to talk to you about some of the stories making headlines in the automotive world, and we're going to play a little bit of trivia. We've had luck with a number of questions. I got an email winner, by the way, on the question from the previous hour, and that is the question was, Infiniti launched the G35 sedan in what year? It's kind of a trick question here. They launched it actually in 1991, and the reason why it's fresh on my mind, for 2011, they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of that model with some special limited edition G37 sedans and G37 coupes. So that's the answer to that question, but let's go back a little bit further in time, and let's make this the next trivia question for all of our fine Auto World listeners. We'll go back into the area of the 1970s, and I'll ask you the vehicle that was driven in a television show, Starsky and Hutch. What kind of vehicle was utilized in the television show Starsky and Hutch? And bonus points, if you can tell me the color scheme on the Starsky and Hutch vehicle, of course, resurrected in more recent times in a movie starring Ben Stiller. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We want to welcome one of our new affiliate stations. It's AM 900, the Talk of Maui. That's right. We want to welcome all of our friends for joining us on KNUI, and we thank you very much for picking our show up. We also have a wonderful new affiliate in the great state of Nevada and many others that we're going to be announcing in the weeks to come. Meanwhile, right now we're going to focus on a new product. And to tell us all about the new product, it's my pleasure to welcome to the airways of Auto World, Jason Seligman. I got messed up there, Jason. Excuse me. What's the correct pronunciation on your last name?
Oh, that's okay, Bob. It's Seligman.
Seligman, yeah. For whatever reason, when I typed in your name, your email came up, so I knew it wasn't a Seliteg. So I got a little bit messed up there. So my apologies. So tell us all about your background. Number one, how long have you been in the automotive realm?
Okay, I've been in the auto tech side of the business about 11 years now. And I started with kind of an internet classified site. We kind of had a call center and proprietary technology to help consumers actually sell their cars kind of through a search program we created.
Wonderful. And you've got a great new product right now that we're going to be telling everybody about called the VIN Viper. Number one, it's a very cool name. Tell us all about the VIN Viper. What does it do?
Sure. VIN Viper is kind of a business-to-business. It's a handheld scanning device. It's got an integrated barcode scanner. So essentially it allows dealerships or auction houses or any business that needs accurate appraisal values to scan any VIN barcode. And it instantly returns live, real-time data from all the top industry professionals, the black books, NADAs, the auction reports, and of course, vehicle history reports such as, you know, Carfax or AutoCheck.
Wow. So how does it work actually? So somebody takes one of these units and they aim it at the barcode on their vehicle and what exactly does it do?
Sure. So let's say, you know, a dealer is, you know, trying to get a value of a vehicle in the auction lane, or assessing a trade-in value on their car lot. You know, runs our software. It's got it's called a Class 2 barcode scanner, so it can read in sunlight, it can read in the rain. It'll walk up to the VIN barcode. It can be under the windshield and in the door frame. It press a button. It instantly recognizes the VIN, and from there, our software does its work. It, you know, if they're signed up with, they want black book values, they just want the vehicle history report, it hits our database, which, you know, retrieves all the real life, you know, data. Could be the loan value or the wholesale values, does it have a clean Carfax, and instantly displays the values on the device. A typical scan takes about, from the time you scan it to the time you get the data back, 3 to 7 seconds. So it really is extremely fast.
Absolutely. So no more leafing through the old Kelley Blue Book or the NADA guides and trying to figure out a bunch of information. It's all right there instantaneously. Wow.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. We're kind of hoping to change how dealers are really getting their data and their values. More importantly, you know, the values change daily. So if you have a book or you're using, you know, a laptop in the lane or you're calling back to the office, it really eliminates a lot of the back and forth and a lot of the guesswork that, you know, these buyers or dealers use when buying and selling inventory.
Wow. And I understand it even stores stuff like service information on a particular vehicle.
Oh, sure, sure. It, depending on the, you know, how accurate, you know, the vehicle history report is. So if you have an AutoCheck or Carfax account, and once you scan that VIN and get the barcode back, it can tell you the complete service history, when it's been serviced, any accident information, does it have a clean title? So, you know, if the car might have a decreased retailable value or if it's been in an accident or, you know, salvaged clean title. So it really is powerful as far as the data gets you and how quickly it gets it.
Very cool, Jason. Tell us who you expect to be purchasers of the VIN Viper.
Well, right now, our initial launch, which we did about 2 months ago, we're really targeting dealerships, franchise, independents. They're the immediate beneficiaries of the technology and product we developed. But as we get a little more market penetration, auction houses, it could be a valuable tool for actually doing, on-site inventory. Floor planning companies that need to do audits to compare records, you know, for, you know, cars that are out for, you know, financing or tracking cars in the DMS versus, you know, physical inventory. So dealers, independents, franchise, auction houses, floor planning companies.
Sure. And it has all this real-time data built right into it from such sources as the, as I mentioned, the Kelley Blue Book, Carfax, NADA Guides, the Black Book, Auction Net, Galves Auto Price List, and Auto Check. So, boy, that truly is a revolutionary device if it can pull all that information up just in seconds.
Oh, it is. And not only that, but we, you know, all the data that's stored on the device is also available real-time online as well. So if technically you could have a buyer at the auction scanning and appraising vehicles and or buying vehicles and have someone in the back office kind of monitoring what they're buying or also, you know, doing appraisals online as well. So we have our device and our technology on the mobile side. We also have a fully functional online suite as well with the same functionality.
Wonderful. Why don't we make sure and give out all of the proper contact information for your company website-wise, and feel free to give out any telephone information as well, Jason.
Sure, I appreciate that. Our website is VIN, V-I-N, Viper, V-I-P-E-R.com. And our toll-free number is 800-380-6135.
This is really going to simplify lots of things for people, like you say, that are attending auto auctions and lots more. Jason Seligman, thank you very much for being here on Auto World, and we'll get you on some of my other automotive radio programs as well.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
We're going to step aside, and then more of Auto World straight ahead. I'm Bob Long.
I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods, factory direct, wholesale.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 1250.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1283.87, 641.94 for a half ounce, or 320.97 for a quarter ounce. That's 1283.87, 641.94, or 320.97.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back. It's Labor Day weekend, and I know you're probably busy out there getting around, or what was I starting to say? I've done a lot of radio today, so I'm slightly brain dead, but so let's start that again. Welcome back here to Auto World. My name is Bob Long. It's Labor Day weekend, and unlike many other radio shows, we are 100% live, although your host is slightly a little off kilter here today, but nevertheless, let's continue with this trivia question that I threw out a little bit earlier in this hour, and that is about Starsky and Hutch. Remember that old television show from the 1970s? It was revisited recently with a movie with Ben Stiller. What was the vehicle utilized in the TV show and the movie Starsky and Hutch? Bonus points if you can tell us the color scheme. And speaking of celebrities and their cars, it was late last night when I was looking at this website, which basically, I can't believe the number of websites out there that deal with the most minute areas of interest. And this particular website, I'm not going to give them a plug because I don't honestly think they're going to be around for very long. But basically, they kind of track what celebrities are driving. And let me give you the rundown of some of the celebrities and what they're driving according to this website. Okay, I'll tell you the name. It's called RideLust.com. And I know some of the information isn't completely up to date. Jennifer Lopez and her husband Mark Anthony drive an Aston Martin DB7. That's a little bit old. And a Lotus Elise. Again, I don't think that's the most up-to-date information. Pierce Brosnan, one of the 007 guys, he owns an Aston Martin Vanquish. I wouldn't be surprised if that's 100% true because it was featured in one of the James Bond movies. Janet Jackson also drives an Aston Martin Vanquish. This one I know for a fact because I have spent some time in the Hollywood area, and this gentleman, in fact, does drive a million-dollar-plus Bugatti Veyron 16-4. It's the somewhat annoying Simon Cowell who owns one of those. Tom Cruise also owns one of those. 50 Cent. I interviewed 50 Cent at the SEMA show in Las Vegas a number of years back and actually found him to be quite a nice young man. He and I got along quite well, which is very bizarre. Won't go into details, but nevertheless, he's an okay guy and not exactly what the characters that he portrays, both as a musician and as an actor, aren't necessarily the true person that is 50 Cent. But he drives a Rolls-Royce Phantom. Charlize Theron tools around town in a Range Rover. Brad Pitt drives a BMW Hydrogen 7 vehicle. I think that's a little outdated because I think BMW has pulled those from the marketplace. Jessica Simpson, what does she drive? Well, she drives a white Cadillac Escalade. Julia Roberts, very politically correct, no doubt, driving a Toyota Prius. Kevin Costner is a fan of Audis. He drives the sport utility vehicle, the Q7, as well as the S8, which is the 10-cylinder Lamborghini-powered sedan. Lamborghini is also owned by the Volkswagen Group, which owns, of course, Audi. Amy Winehouse, the rather controversial British singer, drives a BMW 7 Series. Nicole Richie and her husband Joel Madden have a Bentley Continental. That I know is true. Exhibit drives a Lamborghini Gallardo that is just totally over the top, decked out in black and gold and way too many decals, in my opinion. Jerry Seinfeld is a noted collector of Porsches and drives a whole bunch of Porsches. Ja Rule, I'm not exactly into the rap scene, so pardon me if I mispronounce some of these folks. He drives a lime green Lamborghini Murcielago and a Maserati Spider. Samuel L. Jackson drives a Maybach 57S. This is the Uber-esque Mercedes sedan, basically. Maybach was an old German make from the 1930s. Mercedes brought it back as a halo sedan. It cost close to $400,000. And he's got the sport rendition, the 57S, and 57 is the length of the vehicle. Leonardo DiCaprio owns a Toyota Prius. Again, Mr. Politically Correct. Mary-Kate Oslin drives a Porsche Cayenne. Interesting. Paris Hilton, who's been all over the news lately with her drug arrest in Las Vegas and her ban from the two Wynn casinos, Wynn and Encore in Las Vegas. She owns a Mercedes SLR, but she also owns, because I recently interviewed somebody who transported this vehicle from Los Angeles to New York for her, she owns a pink Bentley Continental GT. Well, that's quite Paris Hilton-like, if you stop and think about it. Colin Farrell drives a very humble vehicle, to say the least, a black Ford Bronco. That's got to be quite a bit old. Kristen Dunst, the actress, drives a also very trendy Toyota Prius. Justin Timberlake, he drives a white Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, but I know for a fact he owns many, many other vehicles as well. Kate Moss, the model, is known to be quite often driving around London in a vintage MG. Interesting choice there. Ice-T, the actor and rapper, drives a red Bentley convertible. Good for him. Ryan Seacrest, boo, I shouldn't be saying these things, but I am, drives around in an Aston Martin. Well, at least he's got good taste in automobiles. I won't say he's the best television or radio host, but he is a good car guy. Shaquille O'Neal owns a H2 as well as a Rolls-Royce Phantom, among other vehicles. Missy Elliott drives several cars. She's got a car thing, it looks like. She's got a Aston Martin V12 Vanquish. She's also got a Rolls-Royce Phantom and a Lamborghini Gallardo. Very good. David Beckman, the soccer player out there in Los Angeles, drives a Cadillac Escalade. Jim Carrey drives a Mercedes-Benz S-Class. And Wyclef Jean, who is another one of these rap-esque producers, artists, etc., he drives a Pagani Zonda, which is a very rare Italian car. Looks like he's got an Italian thing here. A Ferrari 360 Spider. That's a Modena. That's an older vehicle. An F1 McLaren, the Halo supercar of the 1990s, as well as the, in my opinion, ugly Mercedes G500. He's got quite a stable of vehicles. Seal, the singer, drives a Ferrari. We don't know which type of Ferrari. Fergie, the singer, she owns a Hummer H2. Tom Cruise, I know he's got one of those Veyrons, but he also drives a Porsche 911. How about Madonna? What does she drive? Well, she drives a Maybach 57 and many other cars. Britney Spears, McLaren SLR Mercedes, and a CLK Mercedes. That's your celebrity car update. I'm Bob Long, and this is Auto World.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without
without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuarantee.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford?
Still no answer on the trivia question. Everybody listening there on KXEL in Iowa, give us a call, Newstalk 1540, or if you're listening on our great new affiliate, our FM affiliate in Pittsburgh, also give us a call, WPYT. Also give us a call on our station, other stations in Pennsylvania. We have a number there. And all the other stations in between, we want to hear from Lake Shasta, California. Give us a call, 800-259-9231. Start Ski and Hutch. I've asked this question before on the broadcast. I'm giving you a break since it's Labor Day, and I know folks are busy. We want to know what type of vehicle was utilized on the television show and the movie Start Ski and Hutch. Bonus for the color scheme. And another hint, recently it was a name of a Clint Eastwood movie, a very good movie. I like that movie. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now we go out to the great state of Indiana, where there was a big auction today, and also the Auburn Cord Duesenberg Festival in Auburn, Indiana. It's my pleasure to welcome, not in Auburn, but somewhere else in Indiana, Mr. Ken Zvolkel, the gentleman with a variety of websites. Hey there, Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much. I know in the past you've ventured over to Auburn and checked out some of the auction activity. This year, of course, it was taken over by the folks from RM, a Canadian-based company, and they started a new company called RM America. And we had a report a little bit earlier on one of my other shows, and huge success. So lots of folks in Indiana are very happy that the cruise auction lives on, so to speak. I've never been to that particular event. It's quite a huge auction park, I understand, Ken.
Oh, yeah, it was huge. We didn't make it up this year. And, in fact, I was talking to someone just a week ago about talking about how big it was going to be with RM taking it over and stuff, because the cruise version was like I said, it was huge. It went on for 4 and 5 days, and you could go and walk through, you know, among all the cars and stuff like that and find just about any type of vehicle you'd want. But we didn't make it up this year. We're hoping to get some pictures from the Auburn show itself.
Yes, from the Auburn Cord Duesenberg show. But great success. I was chatting with Rob Myers, who is the RM in RM Auctions, and they did over $1 million. I haven't been to this facility, so you would know better. They did over $1 million in improvements to the facility in the less than 60 days that they owned it, and they're going to have another event there. I don't know if they normally do, but they're going to have another auction come the springtime. Is that something new?
Yeah, they've had it in the past. I've never made it up to the spring auction. Well, the town of Auburn has a number of shows throughout the year. They have a motorcycle and a truck show, and then, of course, the Auburn show. And then the cruise facility used to have auctions at different times, and they did have a big spring auction, not as near as big as the one here in the fall, but I've heard it has a lot of hot rod. The spring show does.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. But I know that RM kept up the tradition of having the vendors. I think they said they had 2,000 vendors there today and a swap meet and about 20,000 people. So it was pretty well attended. And they said all the hotels were sold out as far away as Fort Wayne. Is that quite a distance from Auburn?
It's about another 45 minutes from Auburn. It's probably the next biggest town away. I mean, Auburn's not all that big, but Fort Wayne's probably the biggest city nearby. So, yeah, it's kind of one of those Labor Day traditions in Indiana that everyone kind of heads up that way and either checks out the auction or the show and the auction that goes on in the town.
Absolutely. A great event. Let's go to John in Indiana. John, welcome to the airways. Tom in Indiana, welcome to Auto World, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Hey there, Tom. How you doing?
I'm very well, thanks.
Excellent. Well, let's solve this mystery question, an easy one here for Labor Day weekend. Starsky and Hutch, what type of vehicle did they utilize in the TV show and the movie?
It was a Ford Gran Torino.
Yes, right. Do you remember the color scheme?
Red with a white stripe.
You got it. How about a favorite new vehicle? Anything catch your eye these days?
Kind of like the new Honda CR-V.
The CR-Z, yes, kind of the spiritual successor to the old CR-X, and this time around, of course, in hybrid form, and it's selling very well, from what I hear. That's a good choice.
Yeah, I like the front three quarters better than the rear quarter.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. It's a little bit better executed in the front three-quarter. I would happen to agree. How about in the realm of classic cars? Have you ever owned anything classic? Or
My first car was a 69 Pontiac GTO.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. What was the color scheme?
I've forgotten exactly the name of the color, but a light metallic blue and a matching interior. Hurst 4-speed, factory air. I'd like it back.
I was going to say that. That car is going to be worth a whole lot of money today. If it was going over the block there in Auburn, Indiana, it definitely would have brought lots of dollars. Well, excellent. We'll hang on the line, and we'll put you in the running here for a cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Ken's Vocal joins us from AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, and TruckGeek.com. So tell us, Ken, what's been going on at AutoGeek.com?
Well, we've just been getting through the summer. Lots of events in our event calendar. People sending us in stuff from coast to coast and all around the world. Their events, and now we're kind of in that mode. I mean, there's a lot of great fall events coming up. Don't get me wrong on that, but we're trying to get the people that have been attending all these events all around the globe to send us some pictures so we can update the site and get some stuff posted on there. And I was just on the Facebook site while I was on hold with you checking out. And there's a number of people that are posting their events on there too. So there's lots of stuff going on, and hopefully we can get our members to start shooting us some pictures so we can share it with everyone.
That's great. You've got over 2,500 clubs from around the globe listed at AutoGeek.com. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's one of those things we started out. We absorbed another website that had started with 700 or 800 clubs and kind of picked up their listings. And like you said, we're up to about 2,500, 2,800, somewhere in that range. And we have them categorized by state and different types of car clubs and stuff. So you can get on there and you can do searches and stuff. And I was just looking. I know you said you had some new affiliates in Hawaii, and we've got only one club listed right now for Hawaii. Maybe some of the new listeners out there will send in some information about what's happening in the car enthusiasts in Hawaii. So lots of car clubs out there. You can pretty much find anything that you're looking for, you know, people that have similar interests as you.
Absolutely. I know that there are a lot of car enthusiasts in Hawaii. A good friend of mine does a television show there in Honolulu called Ohana Road, which I believe is seen all throughout the Hawaiian Islands. But surprisingly enough, I know that there's a very strong car community there. And a number of the car manufacturers have actually, I haven't had the privilege of going over there, but they've used that venue to launch some new vehicles, including the latest rendition of the Miata and the Volvo convertible, the retractable hardtop. So definitely, everybody listening on our new station in Maui, take up Ken's offer there to list your car club happenings on AutoGeek.com. Did they have to become a member to do that? And while we're talking members, there's no cost to becoming a member, Ken.
That's right. You don't necessarily need to be a member to share your pictures or to send in your events or anything like that. But one of the advantages to being a member, and like you said, it's absolutely free, is we can keep you abreast of anything that we've got going on the site. If we have some special that our advertisers are offering or things along that line, we can let you know what's going on.
Great. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some other happenings at AutoGeek.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
Produced in very limited numbers, it's the all-new flagship model from Bentley for 2010. Dr. Ulrich Eichhorn is engineering manager for Bentley.
This is our 90th anniversary this year. It's also the 50th anniversary of our V8 engine, and we're celebrating both with the rollout of our the new Grand Bentley, which will be called the Mulsanne. And a Bentley always has to have a certain mix of power, of refinement and craftsmanship. It will be similar power, slightly more than we had before. Refinement is taking to new heights, and the craftsmanship, if you just look over the car on the outside and on the inside, you see the detailed execution, how the lines flow, how the surfaces flow. It is all something very special. When this one rolls by, see, wow, this is something else.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
If you're in a service business, that's money ringing in your ears. If your phone's not ringing, chances are it's a problem with your marketing. Landscapers, painters, roofers, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, handymen. Anyone with a residential service business can build a huge and loyal customer base fast with the Magic Yellow Flyer. No more expensive newspaper, yellow pages, or internet pay-per-click ads. The Magic Yellow Flyer will have new customers calling you within 1 week. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. And the Magic Yellow Flyer comes with an outrageous one-year guarantee. You will get new customers or your money back. For details, go to MagicYellowFlyer.com. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026. So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe? Think again. Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
G-C-N.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Ken Zvokal, the man with AutoGeek.com, CycleGeek.net, TruckGeek.com, and we've been talking a little bit about the website, the advantages of becoming a member, and also we should talk about the search engine, which kind of started it all for you, Ken. You were a little bit frustrated, and that was one of the things that prompted you to dive into the Internet world with these sites.
Yeah, that's right. Kind of at the core of the whole AutoGeek website is it's a search engine. It's no Google, don't get me wrong. We don't have billions of sites listed or anything along that line. But we do invite all automotive, motorcycle, related websites, you know, if you're parts, service, club, any related field, to register your website. That's absolutely free, too. And then we have a website in there. So if you're searching for a specific part or a specific type of car, or manufacturer, anything like that, you can come to our website, do a search on AutoGeek.com, and it should hook you up specifically for automotive-related websites. So if you're searching for Mustangs, you're not going to get 500 sites related to horses. You'll just get about the car.
And I know that you have lots of giveaways and contests and cool stuff going on, and one of the most popular ones has been over the years the Name That Vehicle contest, and I understand you got a brand new one up there right now.
Yeah, that's right. We're just kicking off a brand new Name That Vehicle, and we've got our one of our advertisers, AutoGeek.net, who does a lot of cool car care type products, and they've got a good car care set, you know, keep your car looking good in the fall. And basically the whole idea of Name That Vehicle is we take a picture of a car, we scramble it up, we twist the picture up, and then every couple of days we show a new piece of the car. First person to correctly name that vehicle wins that prize. And I think this prize is worth approximately $90. So pretty decent prize out there. Just if you've got a sharp eye and you can pick out a headlight or a taillight or a door handle, you can win.
That's good. Always enjoy your product spotlights, and you've got something interesting up there right now. It's a free windshield repair kit. What's the catch with this one, Ken?
No catch there. All you're paying for is shipping and handling. Pit Stop International is the name of the company that's making the offer out there, and it was kind of a new product for them. One of those things, you know, if you've got a little pit in your window, a little crack or something. I mean, this isn't going to fix your windshield if it's split all the way down the middle, but just one of those small things. It's a kit, and there's a YouTube video that shows them repairing some stuff, so you can kind of get an idea of what's involved in doing it yourself. But kind of one of those things. I think if you're in need of that product, you can get a free sample of it and give it a try and see if it works for you.
another one of the new products that I had to laugh about. I had never heard of this particular product before. It's called Bug Blocker. How does this work, Ken?
Yeah, you spray it on your the front of the car, and, you know, as you're driving down the road and picking up the roadkill and stuff, it's just to help you wipe those bugs right off and so they don't kind of dig into your paint and kind of start to eat through the surface there. So it's just keep it clean and not have those stick into your vehicle.
Another very unique product, Wheel Shield, and I understand if you utilize this product, you never have to clean or polish your wheels again. At least that's the goal here.
Yeah, we've tried this product out. It is pretty cool. You clean your wheels off, clean the rims off, and put this on there and rub it in and stuff. And it's kind of along the same idea of the bug blocker, is you get the shield put on there and stuff, so as things start to gunk up on your wheels, you can just type a wet sponge or wet cloth and wipe them, and all that stuff comes off. No more scrubbing away to get that tar and bugs and everything else off your wheels.
Another product that caught my eye, it certainly makes a lot of sense, and that's the Auto Sharp Paint Pen. And this is good for virtually all makes and models from 1990 right up to 2011. So it looks like just a regular magic marker pen, Ken.
Yeah, basically when you want to order the pen, you know, you call them up, you tell them make model of your vehicle, what the paint is, and, you know, they have all those codes and stuff in their computer, and they'll whip you up one of these pens and send it out to you and stuff. And if you've got little nicks and dings in the paint of your car, you can just take the pen, and it's just a little touch-up pen to cover those things up. I saw a YouTube video of this, too. And it's really sharp, covers those things up, gets your vehicle looking real sharp.
And I remember a while back we did an interview with a gentleman with the original Muscle Car board game, American Muscle Challenge. How's that game doing these days?
Oh, it's doing real good. It's really taken off for him. And, you know, I think heading into the holiday season, which, you know, as soon as you start thinking fall, all the stores start bringing out all their Christmas things. This is one of those things that your automotive enthusiast friends might like for Christmas. So you should check it out. But it's just a real cool board game. You get to pick what type of vehicle you want. You go out there and you drag race and everything else to the safety of your dining room table. That's real cool, fun for your family.
Another very cool product. I know we've touched on it before, but it deserves mentioning again, the magnetic finger. Here's a very, very simple item. Anybody could have thought of it, but somebody beat us to it, Ken.
That's right. You know, you see products like this and you think to yourself, man, it just seems so simple, and it's just something you really can't live without if you're a do-it-yourselfer, and it's just a way, a little kind of like a finger pullover type deal, and you can reach down. You know, it happens all the time. You drop little screws and nuts and bolts and stuff, and you can't reach them and stuff. Well, you put this little thing over your finger and you reach down, it's magnetized, and it'll pick up those bolts for you.
That's great. And I love their tagline, when you can't afford to drop it, you need the magnetic finger.
That's right.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that folks can do at AutoGeek.com. Number one, you can sell your car, or you can sell your or buy a Harley. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're hooked up with well, kind of the whole idea of AutoGeek.com is we have lots of partners out there that do their own little thing. But we have Harley-Davidson Trader is a website that we're hooked up with. And we have a nice selection of Harley-Davidsons listed on the site. You can always click through directly to the HD Trader website, and they can show you, you know, any part of the country that you're looking to buy a Harley. They've got them out there. And same thing on the car side. We've got a website that we're a partner with called OldRide.com. And they have about 3,000 vehicles, classic cars, again, anything that you're looking for. Old Mustang, old Camaro, old Corvette. You know, Bob, if you're looking to buy yourself a new Corvette for the fall cruising season,
I
go
wish.
On oldride.com and find it.
I wish, but one of these days when my ship comes in, but... Another thing that we should mention is if you love Jeeps, AutoGeek.com is a good place to visit because you have a lot of message boards to do with Jeeps, and you yourself are a Jeep guy.
That's right. Yeah, back in the day when we first started AutoGeek.com, we were hooked up with a website called JeepWarehouse.com, and it's kind of one of those that's
faded away with the Chrysler realigning of dealerships and stuff, but we have loads of great Jeeps enthusiasts participating on the sites. And, you know, we were talking about Hawaii earlier, and I remember that Hawaii was one of the big hotbeds for selling Jeeps and stuff. And remember seeing a lot of pictures from Hawaii of the Jeep enthusiasts out there. So, yeah, lots of boards out on there where people can discuss their Jeeping issues and stuff. And, like I said, anyone has some pictures to share, events to share, just send them our way and we'll get them posted on the website for you.
Tell us a little bit about CycleGeek.net.
Yeah, CycleGeek.net, just as we kind of start building the AutoGeek website, and AutoGeek covers trucks, motorcycles, pretty much anything with an engine, we'll post it on the AutoGeek website. But we wanted to kind of separate out the motorcycle enthusiasts, their own little section of the world. So we created CycleGeek.net. Probably still not near as big as the AutoGeek website, but it's got its own following. We have its own event calendar, product spotlight, and stuff like that. So if you're a motorcycle enthusiast and you've got some stuff, you know, you're creating new products, you have events to list and stuff, send them our way and we'll get them posted on the website for you.
And you've got some cool desktop pictures of some really classic motorcycles there, including some really old ones. There's a 1903 Indian motorcycle desktop there, Saver. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It was one of, one of the dealerships was restoring old bikes and stuff, and they got a professional photographer to come in and take some pictures and stuff. And they wanted to share them with some of the cycle enthusiasts out there and stuff. And, yeah, if you're a big old motorcycle guy, then you definitely want to get those as your desktop on your machine.
And, of course, you've got your AutoGeek T-shirts and designed by somebody pretty well-known within the graphic arts community. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Zombie, who does a lot of pin-up girl T-shirt-type graphics and stuff. He said that he wanted to create a special AutoGeek pin-up girl, and he did. He got those available on our T-shirts. Real good gift item for if you're heading out to the cruise.
There it is at AutoGeek.com. Thank you, Ken. They're chasing us out the door. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lund.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.